Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight trade at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 6.51, up a quarter on the open. December, 6.64, unchanged. September wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 6.74, up one on the open. December, 6.87, down a half. March, 6.87, up one. May, 6.60, up a half. July, 5.73, down two and a half on the open. September corn opened at 325, up 3.5 on the open. December, 342, up 3. March, 357, up 2.75. May, 366, up 2.5. July, 374.5, up 1.75. September, 381, up 4. December, 390, up 3 on the open. September beans opened at 806.5, up 7.25 on the open. November, 816, up 2.5. January, 832.5, up 1.25. March, 843, up 1.75. May, 850, up 3. July, 861, up 3 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 218.80, unchanged on the open. October, 223.70, up 2.90. September soybean oil opened at 34.50, unchanged on the open. October, 34.90, up 17. At the Merck, August live cattle opened at 91.55, up 1.15 on the open. October, 94.65, up 95. December, 97.60, up 60. February, 98, up 70 on the open. August feeders open at 116.20, up 65 on the open. September, 116.40, up 107.5. October, 116.40, up 97.5. November, 115.90, unchanged on the open. October lean hogs open at 67.60, up 62.5 on the open. December, 66.90, up 60. February, 68.20, up 30. April, 69.10, up 65 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 92.70, up 10 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser and I are headed over your way tomorrow to the University Inn in West Lafayette for a huge, huge seminar that you are putting on. What about some details about that?
I'm so excited. It's like Christmas Eve, Dave. I won't get any sleep tonight at all. They better have the coffee pot gone tomorrow because I'm just excited as all get out. And that's hard to say after a market week like this week. But I think the biggest thing we are going to try and talk about is some of the things that we left off with Todd and Rich on the closing market report last Friday with you folks and talking about some of the commodity hedge funds and commodity trading funds that have indeed gone belly up, like that are reported to have gone belly up and are reported to trying to hold back on some of their redemptions or sending money back to investors. And the one that we've seen a lot in the Wall Street Journal and other news has been Sentinel. And so I'm sure there's probably some others out there. In fact, the Chicago contacts we have, whether it's EFG or some other people we know on the trading floor, they've all agreed that maybe part of the reason why the Fed came in this morning and lowered the discount rate and lowered the rate that banks loan to each other is because they saw that maybe we were just in the eye of the hurricane going into yesterday's close, and that we had the second foot or second shoe was going to drop here in the financial markets, and the people in Chicago were seemed very worried about some more funds that would have to redeem investor money and liquidate positions as well. So we're going to try and tie that together with what Ed does in terms of the harvest weather, and tie that together with how we're looking at basis going into the end of the year, and all the things that make up the commodity prices. So we're pretty excited about the presentation. We hope it's a good one.
I understand you put together a huge macroeconomic presentation with lots of excellent slides, and by the time we're through with that, we should have a pretty good handle on the short term anyway.
We're hoping that. We're not going to get too deep into the water. We'll get as deep as the clients and the people there that want to go or that are in the audience want to go ahead and take it as far as they want to, but we certainly don't want to make anybody fearful that we're going to talk over their head at all. We try exactly the opposite. We really try and explain things in detail so that they get an idea of where we're coming from and not to overcomplicate things.
The meeting beginning at 9 a.m. Eastern time, lunch to follow, and I suppose if someone listening to us wanted to give you a phone call today at 866-837-9027, there would still be time to register.
Yeah, we've got a few more hours here. We did send everything to the printers last night, but we did get a few extra copies run off. You know, we can always get an extra lunch plate done in the morning, but you may not have a seminar presentation booklet if you'd wait too long. So we'd ask everybody to maybe get everything wrapped up by 1 or 2 this afternoon, Illinois time, so that we could run a few extra copies here in the office if we needed it.
Let's turn our attention then to the markets today, which appear to be stabilizing. Again, these things are relative. The corn market and wheat market are down a little bit, but not like earlier in the week, while the soybean market coming back a little bit. Let's begin with that soybean market from a technical standpoint. It was an ugly, ugly week. Broke the net line on a head and shoulders top. We talked about that earlier in the week. Right now, it looks to me like we're kind of keeping an eye on key support around 805, the November basis. And I don't know, if we break that, where do we go?
Well, you know, when we were in Windsor earlier this week, we had talked about that trading range of $8.40 to $9. And if you would take that $8.40 low out, then that $8 to $8.15 level would be the next support. I really got to believe at this point, Dave, with what has happened in the market, even though there may be some more downside in the futures, that because the rains have been disappointing in a lot of the areas and guys are going to start giving their elevators information regarding their pod counts, and we're going to see crop tours starting. The Dow Jones folks called earlier this week, and they're getting out, I believe, first thing next week and going to start reporting from both the west and the east, and might actually be stopping in around here to check some fields too. So I think that the basis in the cash market may actually offer some support to the futures, or to the end result, the cash price. Even if futures starts to go down more, maybe the basis will work itself up a little bit here, especially if we can heal the outside markets up a little bit and be able to concentrate back on the microeconomic fundamentals, and those biggest fundamental being what's USDA going to give us in the September report, since it kind of took a pass on the August report due to not having a lot of data out of the fields.
Turn your attention to the corn, which this week invaded to the downside, a short-term uptrend line through the July lows and the lows thereafter. Looks like corn now is, for the week, trying to struggle its way back above that line.
It's interesting because when you look at the price action in D's corn versus Nov beans since August 1, as of yesterday's close, the corn was only down about 3.5, 3.25 cents, whereas the beans were down over 50 cents. So the corn has a little bit better look to it from a standpoint that we have not lost as much premium. Certainly, we're well off those highs of the mid-360s before the report, but it hasn't lost as much given where we were back at the end of July on July 31st close. So that's somewhat supportive, especially when you look at a weekly and monthly chart. But other than that, corn seems to be more of a laggard. I think that's what I'm picking up most from the contacts in Chicago, that as long as those spreads stay wide, and even though the basis is starting to come in a little bit, I don't think anybody really enjoyed the export sales report last week compared to the last 3 weeks. When we saw Japan move out, about 500,000 tons of corn needs to the next year. And I think we felt like, in particular, that maybe they thought that the yen and the dollar reversing thrusters and the yen gaining on the dollar would allow them to maybe pay a lesser total price for the same amount of corn if they moved it out. But clearly, regardless of the reason, when countries do that, especially your number one buyer, it says they've hit a demand need that they've met for the short term. And that, I don't think the market really liked that too much, and the spreads have been kind of working that in, I think.
With all the craziness that has been going on in the soybean pit and also, to some extent, the corn pit, wheat has held up really quite well, all things considered. And if you look at charts, you really have to go down all the way to about, I don't know, 642.5 to really be overly concerned about this uptrend being broke.
Yeah, that's right. And I think one thing we will add to that is that December wheat does have a trend line support, a 3 or 3.5 month trend line support that we tested yesterday, closed above. We actually went below it yesterday, but closed back up above it. Today we're back below it, and so there is a little vulnerability here in the short term, but you're exactly right about the Dease wheat's down about 38.5 cents since the end of July as of yesterday's close. Clearly the European markets and the Argentine weather keep supporting the wheat and keep it up here and above the 650 level, but this trend line here in the Dease chart and the Dease composite chart would indicate that if we close below it today because of yesterday's move below it and also the Fed injection or Fed's move to help try and calm these markets, we may have an issue where we go back down to that 650 or 655 level basis December and test some more medium-term support.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Talk to you this afternoon.
Yes, sir. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, on the web at WILLAG.org.